Hare Krishna. Today is the full moon day, and surprise, surprise, tonight is going to be the full moon night. But it's not going to be any full moon night. It is going to be the Guru Purnima. It will be the full moon night of Srila Vyasadeva's appearance day. And therefore, it's not an ordinary day. We know that Lord Krishna is the original Guru, but in our Guru Parampara, amongst what appears human beings, although Vyasadeva is also actually Narayana himself, you say, incarnation of the Lord, but nonetheless, taking the role of compiler of the Vedic literature. Someone to whom we owe immeasurable debt, great debt, a debt that we can't really repay, but we need to try. That's why we distribute his books. That's why we distribute Srila Vyasadeva's transcendental literature. And just like the moon, this full moon, actually the moon is full all the time. It's simply that our perspective, our position changes, and therefore sometimes we see it wax and sometimes wane, and it's a full moon and it's a quarter moon and it's a half moon. And the moon is always full. Similarly, Guru means Guru. Guru means darkness, and Guru means one who removes. So one who removes the darkness of ignorance. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyanandana Sarakaya Chakshuru Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Guru Vemaha. Now Krishna says, Gyanadipena Basvata Tesham Evankam Partham Aham Adhyanajam Tamaha Nashyat Miat Mubavasto Gyanadipena Basvata. That Krishna removes the darkness of ignorance with what? With the transcendental, with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Where do we get that transcendental knowledge? Of course, Arjuna is receiving it directly from Krishna. We get it through the Guru Parampara, but we got it from Srila Vyasadeva. So, today is the day of Srila Vyasadeva's appearance. Just bearing in mind that we have such a wonderful opportunity by Srila Prabhupada's grace to hear, understand, practice the knowledge of Guru Parampara as has been presented to us by Srila Vyasadeva. And we need to remember to keep ourselves in the full moon of the disciplic succession, the full moon of this knowledge, and not allow it to wane, not allow our connection with the Guru Parampara to wane in any particular way. And therefore, we again become covered in ignorance. No, we need to remain in knowledge, in transcendental knowledge. And that transcendental knowledge is, well, as I mentioned, originally coming from Krishna, just like the sun. Does the moon have its own light? No, the moon is just reflecting the light of the sun. Similarly, the moon of Srila Vyasadeva is reflecting the light of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that's provided by the Supreme Lord. Our business is to stay in that moonlight and keep ourselves always in connection with the full moon. So we always have the perspective of the moon being full. Anyway, Srila Vyasadeva, let's talk about him. Parashara Muni is a great Vedic sage, a Vaishnav. He's the compiler of the Parashara or Shastra, one of the astrological treaties. But he's also the speaker of the Vishnu Purana and one of the statements of Vishnu Purana that Srila Prabhupada quotes probably hundreds of times. Aishwaryasya Samagasya Viryasya Yasasya, the definition of God. What is God? One who is full of all six opulences. Srila Prabhupada would quote that verse. This is spoken by Parashara Muni. And Parashara Muni had an ashram in Vrindavan on the banks of the Jamuna, not far from where Dattatreya, another incarnation of the Lord, had his ashram. And once he wanted to cross to the river, and there was a fisherman whose daughter, Satyavati, she used to get some extra income or living for the family by taking people across the river to the other side. But she was very beautiful. However, as a fisherman's daughter, her clothes and everything also smelt like fish. Nonetheless, Parashara Muni became very enamored by her, and so he propositioned her. And she said, "But you know, I'm what will people say? And I'm here as a living, we're here in a boat. So, how are you proposing that we have any type of union here within a boat?" And so, first of all, Parashara Muni created an island in the middle of the Jamuna. And when the waters of the Jamuna are low, then that island is still visible today. And then they united, the result of which was Veda Vyas, Dwaipayana Vyas, Dwipayana, one who was born on the Dweep, one who was born on an island. And because he was so pleased with her, so he gave her the benediction that her fishy odor would go away, and her body became so naturally aromatic that for 8 miles around, one could actually discern that smell. And then, of course, later on, Satyavati became the wife of Maharaj Shantanu, and she became the queen of Hastinapur, at Hastinapur. And there's more to be read about her and spoken about her, and so much is also to be heard and spoken about Srila Vyasadeva throughout the Vedic literature. He appears in many, many past times, but very important, and most important to us is Srila Vyasadeva's compiling, of course, the Vedic literature, beginning with the four Vedas. That's why he's called Veda Vyas. He divided the Vedas into four. He distributed it to different parts of the Vedas, to his disciples. That's why there are different spiritual lineages who propound different parts of the Vedas. But even after having done all of that, he wasn't satisfied. He was dissatisfied within himself. And so he was naturally thinking, well, if I'm dissatisfied, after having compiled all of the Vedas and Puranas and Vedanta Sutra and Mahabharata and everything else, how are people going to be satisfied reading all of these, and how are they going to attain perfection, which was the whole goal? And while he was thinking like this in the Himalayas in his ashram, then Narada Muni appeared on site. Parashariya Mahabhago. So he said, "Oh, son of Parashara Muni," he said, "are you satisfied with having bewildered people and having encouraged them to identify the body with the self. This conversation is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And so he said, no, you need to directly glorify. All this indirect business is not good. What to speak of contradictory statements and mixing material desires with spiritual life. You're confusing people. In Kali Yuga, people can't decipher this. So better that you just directly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and make it very clear to everyone what the ultimate goal of life is. And for that, he then compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, and thus we have Srimad Bhagavatam. Kimba pare rariha sajjaridhyavarutadeshushushubish Mahamuni kimba pare isvara. It's compiled by Mahamuni Srila Vyasadeva. And in Srila Prabhupada's day, while we may have been aware, we didn't really celebrate. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to celebrate the Spiritual Master's Day. Wanted to celebrate Guru Purnima or Vyasadeva through the current Spiritual Master. So on his particular day, that's why Vyas Puja is on the Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, or the appearance day of one's own Spiritual Masters. That's when they worship Srila Vyasadeva. But nonetheless, today at least we should remember Vyasadeva and worship him. Well, don't let the day go by without opening the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and offer its author a flower and read some pages from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And in that way, let's do justice to Srila Vyasadeva, who really did go through so much and took so much trouble and pain just to present Vedic literature to us, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam, which he wrote, as Srila Prabhupada would say, in his spiritual maturity, anartha pasumam suksa bhakti yoga mahoksaje lokasya janana vidhams chakre satvata samhita. This satvata samhita is compiled to us by Vyasadeva in his maturity, so that we really understand what is the purpose of all of those other Vedic literature, transcendental literature. So Guru Purnima ki jai, Srila Vyasadeva ki jai, Hare Krishna.